Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. It's Tuesday, the day we try to get into the Bible and understand what it's saying to us as modern people. Right now we're working through a series called Pioneer Story, where we're reading through the book of Acts and trying to understand it as the formative story of how the church community, people following Jesus here on earth still today, actually came to be in the first place. We're in our third week of that. We've looked at the Pioneer Story itself. We've looked at the pioneer spirit, pioneer people, and actually we're in our fourth week, pioneer practices. What did the first followers of Jesus actually do when they got together? And we're going to see that in the Bible today, coming from a story in the book of Acts, where some of Jesus' first followers, having seen him risen from the dead and then ascend from this earth, leaving them with a mission to do, telling them to wait for the Holy Spirit before they started that mission, and then the Spirit came, finally find themselves ready to start gathering together, becoming a community of people in their own right, following Jesus. Here's how the Bible actually describes that. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number, day by day, those who were being saved. Well, we can see here how a handful of people learning to follow Jesus together suddenly turned into 3,000 all at once. And you can imagine when that happens, you're not going to be able to communicate directly with each of those individuals anymore to teach them what it means to follow Jesus. For 3,000 people to suddenly start learning to follow Jesus at once, they need some things to help remind them of the original story of who they are meant to be, why they decided to follow Jesus in the first place. They need some, I know that's not a very popular term, but basically things need to get institutionalized. As it goes from just this organic, exciting movement to something fairly institutional and that needs to be sustainable. And so some practices need to come into any organization that's going to be sustainable and that's going to be able to carry on its message even as it grows. And so we see that here. We see the apostles and then these 3,000 other people adopting some common practices. And the first one is that they're devoted to the apostles' teaching and fellowship. Now, teaching is probably the least confusing word there. Of course, there was something to learn about what it meant to follow Jesus. And the fact it calls out the apostles' teaching is really important. What Luke, who wrote Acts, was trying to say was that they were devoted to the original message about Jesus that they learned from people who actually knew Jesus personally, who'd actually had encounters with him when he was alive or when he was resurrected from the dead. The apostles' teaching means that they were devoted to the original true teaching about Jesus. So even when other people tried to co-opt Jesus and get him to say what they wanted him to say and everything, these followers tried to stay true to the original. Now, the apostles' teaching and fellowship, there was also another aspect of what it meant to be connected to the original followers of Jesus, and that was the fellowship. Fellowship, I know, is kind of a churchy word. It's like friendship, but it goes a bit deeper than that. It actually means seeing each other as fellows, as the same. Regardless of all the other boundaries that try to separate people in this life, fellowship meant they were going to be a community of equals working together to learn to follow Jesus. So we see the apostles' teaching and fellowship continuing on. That original band of merry men, those original followers of Jesus who were with him, who learned to live like Jesus and learned from Jesus' words, they were going to continue now as thousands. The same fellowship they had one with another, the same teaching, was now going viral. The second thing we see in this reading today is that they broke bread together. Now, at first glance, that sounds like, hey, they ate together, and you know what? They probably did. They spent all of their lives together. We see them, you know, living in an upper room together for a time and praying together. We see them gathered together as a community regularly and in Jesus's time. So we definitely see they're living life together. That probably means eating together, especially in a society that placed such an importance on eating in community, like these Middle Eastern communities that Jesus's first followers were part of. Food was such an important part of hospitality. Such an important sign of fellowship with somebody. To eat with somebody meant that you were in agreement to some degree, that you were on the same page, especially spiritually. Because for a Jew to eat with a non-Jew was a big deal. You couldn't do that because they would make you unclean. They weren't clean. They weren't following the Jewish cleanliness laws. Jesus' followers are eating together. It's a big sign that they feel they are on the same page spiritually. There is probably more going on, though, than just eating. Remember, the night before Jesus died, he gathered his friends together at a table for what looked like it was going to be a normal Passover meal, a big Jewish celebration. But then he did some strange things. After the meal, he took some bread and he broke it, and he said to his followers, "This is my body broken for you. Do this whenever you remember me. Do this whenever you get together." Then he took a cup of wine and he took it and he blessed it and he said, "This is my blood shed for you. Drink this." What he was doing was institutionalizing what he was about to go through the next day. He was about to die. He was about to be broken. His body broken, his blood shed for them. He wanted them to remember that whenever they gathered together. And so he gave them some practical, tangible way to do that, connected with that all-important ritual of eating together. And so when Luke writes in Acts, very, you know, shorthand, they broke bread together, I think it was probably both. They were eating a meal together to get their fill, just to sustain themselves. They were also remembering the night before Jesus died. They were breaking bread and drinking wine together in remembrance of what Jesus did. Those two things went together, and you know what, later in the Bible, we do see those two things going together. In 1 Corinthians, Paul, one of the first Christian leaders, writes about what some people call the love feast, when Christians did gather together for a hearty meal, and then they celebrated what we call communion, where they broke the bread and wine together. They're usually paired, and many churches today don't pair those together, but certainly the original story, we see a meal and communion going together. Now, many years certainly have passed since the apostles' teaching and fellowship happened, and so we need some practices like these to remind us of what they were all about, what Jesus was all about. Now, we'll see two more tomorrow, but in the meantime, I've got a question for you to think about and hopefully discuss with a group of friends. What's our connection to the apostles' teaching and fellowship today? What assurance can we have that what we're learning about is the same as what Jesus' close friends and followers learned? And secondly, in what ways is fellowship different from just socializing? How do you think it goes deeper? Well, have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow. And don't forget, we read the Bible in sync as a community, so see our website or app to see what today's Bible reading is. Have a great one. Bye for now.